It's a monumental year.
Susan Anderson is the Associate Director of the Writing Center and teaches at Utah State University. On top of teaching more about women's suffrage in honor of the 100th anniversary of women voting this year, she is encouraging students to get involved with public events, like the Better Days 2020 Year of the Woman kickoff event honoring some of the diverse Utah women who fought for equality and voting rights. Anderson's student, Brady Yeager Perry, was surprised to see his grandmother, May Timbimboo Perry, featured at the event and in the book Champions of Change.
I had no idea that she had anything really to do with it, and I know they had a big transition with the Native Americans, the Northwest Band Shoshone Indians, and I had no idea that she had her hand in it as much as she did.
Anderson says learning about our own history can be challenging, but also empowering.
If we're not educated, we don't always look for what might be wrong or where we can make a change. But I think education helps us to really see and note that we can do something too, that we can be a part of this. You know, the more we know and learn about these women who were such advocates for suffrage, the more we can feel inspired to do great things with our own lives.
UPR will continue covering more celebrations of voting anniversaries throughout 2020. Visit upr.org for more information. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.